ground session by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The fortunate King Parikshit said, "O Brahman, by your mercy only you have sanctified us, making us like unto place or pilgrimage, all by your presence here as my guest. By your mercy, we who are but unworthy royalty became eligible to serve the devotee." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Saintly devotee like Sukadeva Goswami generally do not approach worldly enjoyers, especially those in the royal orders. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was a follower of Lord Chaitanya. But when he wanted to see the Lord refused to see him because he was a king. For a devotee who desired to go back to Godhead, two things are strictly prohibited: worldly enjoyers and women. Therefore, devotees of the standard of Sukadeva Goswami are never interested in seeing kings. Maharaj Parikshit was, of course, a different case. He was a great devotee, although a king. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami came to see him in his last stage of life. Maharaj Parikshit, out of his devotional humility, felt himself an unworthy descendant of his great Kshatriya forefather, although he was as great as a Pindusha. The unworthy son of the royal order are called Kshatriya Bandhu, Kshatriya Bandhava, as the unworthy son of Brahmans are called Dvija Bandhu or Brahma Bandhu. Maharaj Parikshit was greatly encouraged by the presence of Sukadeva Goswami. He felt himself sanctified by the presence of a great saint whose presence turned and placed into a place of pilgrimage. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swami Iti Namine Sikta Cheta Supraneta Vatminam Charaspatam Prabhupada Gata Prana Nami Bhakti Charu Pranam. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prashchata Dita Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Karo Nasteva, 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 Gatiranita. Sisi Radha Gopurananda ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Gau Nitai ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna. Aho Adya Vayam Brahman, Sat Sevya Satrabandava Kripayati Thi Rupena Bhavadvit Titaka Kata. The fortunate King Parikshit said, "O Brahma, by your mercy only you have sanctified us, making us like unto place of pilgrimage, all by your presence here as my guest. By your mercy, we, who are but unworthy royalty, became eligible to serve the devotees." पञ्चकल्पतरुपस्य कृपा सिन्धु भेवच पतितनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय. सो हियर एक्चुअली वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट किंग प्रताप रुद्र, किंग परीक्षित महाराज, एंड टॉकिंग अबाउट द मर्सी. इन चैतन्य चैतन्य Pratap Rudra, King Pratap Rudra Ji, take a very important part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, especially in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, so much in love with Lord Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaya, he decided to stay there for some time. And he wanted to go and take darshan of Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaya. That time, there was the king Pratap Rudra. When he heard the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, is in Puri, he was eager to meet him. He wanted to see him. He wanted to spend some time. He wanted to render some service. So, though he was the king, first he met his associates and requested, is it possible? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found out that actually the king wanted to meet him, on his very first day, he refused. Like he said, that generally, the saintly devotee, they do not approach worldly angels, especially those in a royal order. So, he's a king, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. Sorry, I'm not meeting. Then actually, he spent so much time associated with all his associates, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his humbleness, his humility, his actually devotion to Krishna, his devotion to Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaya, when he saw actually he was himself as a king, was sweeping in front of Jagannath the road, the Lord can actually go through that road. And when he saw actually all this humility, all this devotion, finally, he gave the darshan to King Pratap Rudra. He was so happy to have darshan. But here we're talking about Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit, king means actually they are Satriya. The general society is divided into four categories. And according to that, the whole thing is going. They are Brahman, that's a forerunner, Brahman, Vaishya, Sudra, and Kshatriya. The top is Brahman, then come Kshatriya, then Vaishya, and then Sudra. And according to that, actually, there are four ashrams, that Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. It's divided in such a beautiful way. So king, when you talk about king is comes under Kshatriya. They are Kshatriya, they are fighters. The duty of the king as a Kshatriya, they are actually taking care of the kingdom, taking care of the praja, the people. Satat trayate iti Kshatriya. Satat means injury, sat means injury, trayate means protection. The one who give the protection from the injury, that is Kshatriya. That is their prime duty. Like Vaishya, they have a duty to do the business and support. Brahman, they have a duty. They are actually the qualified on the Vedas. They know everything about Krishna. And they teach the rest of the Varnana Ashram how to behave, what to do, how to follow. And Kshatriya, their duty again, that the citizens, they follow the rules and regulations. They follow the dharma. They follow the law of God. That is their duty. And as a king, Parikshit Maharaj actually here is saying, he's not just an ordinary king, he's a Rajasi, the greatest king. And where he's coming from? You can see Krishna is seeing him. Why actually Sukadev Goswami, as actually very exalted devotee, came to see him, to give him the mercy. He's saying that actually normally they don't see the royal people. But here, Sukadev Goswami himself actually came to meet, to give the mercy. Maharaj Parikshit, everyone knows that the son of Abhimanyu and Uttara, they are the son of Arjun, that is coming from Pandava's dynasty, the Kuru dynasty. And when he's coming from that dynasty where actually Krishna is addressing Arjun, my sakha, my friend, how can one can actually address someone, a friend? I mean, it must be so close. I mean, here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is addressing Arjun, my sakha. Tell me, what can I do for you? What do you want? And Krishna and Arjun, the way actually they have actually relation, many times Arjun forgetting that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because actually Krishna is addressing him as my sakha, so he was acting like his sakha, his friend. Many times he was actually sitting on the same level. Many times they were eating in the same plate. They were talking all these things, discussing. He never felt that actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I have to keep distant, I have to actually behave myself as a disciple, as actually his student. But Krishna was addressing as a friend, so he was acting in that way. But when he came to see his Virat Swarup, that time actually he came to know that this is Krishna. Aham Sarvasva Prabhu Mata. Sarva Pravatema, that actually he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all cause, the Supreme Person, everything remaining from him. And this Supreme Personality is addressing me as actually I am his sakha. And how fool I was, that I was acting like actually I was his friend and didn't keep that level of understanding that actually he's a supreme person and I'm supposed to be there on his lotus feet. But that was the special mercy. That was the special mercy for him. And that is why he was getting all this charm from Krishna. Krishna was actually calling him friend. Krishna was calling him my dear. Krishna took him like actually one of his own part. He loved him so much. At the same time, they respected Krishna so much. So now, Parikshit Maharaj is coming from this dynasty. Parikshit Maharaj was not just Kshatriya. Yes, he had his duty to take care of his kingdom, to take care of his praja, to take care of his all the people. Make sure the dharma is there, the law of God is everyone follow that. He was so powerful, though the Kali was actually waiting. Kali wanted actually enter into the kingdom, but because actually the purity, because the way he was actually practicing Krishna conscious, there was no way that Kali could enter. He was trying his best. The only thing he could enter that he has to kill Parikshit Maharaj. Like as a king, they have a hobby to go for hunting. And then while he was there, he met a great rishi called Simika Maharishi. And he was very exhausted. He was very tired. There are so many things we can learn from this Parikshit Maharaj example. Because actually he was exhausted, he was very tired. He was not acting as a king. He was not acting as actually Krishna conscious person. Because he was tiredness, because actually he was totally exhausted. That time when he approached the rishi was actually in a deep meditation. He didn't notice that king was there, the presence of king. And when the king is there, everyone respect. And Parikshit Maharaj was not just ordinary king. But Maharishi was actually so much in trance in the meditation, he didn't realize the king is here. And because actually king was exhausted, very tired, he didn't know what to do. He was expecting that the rishi should actually welcome me, at least should offer me water. What kind of a rishi is? And he just put the dead snake on his neck. During this time, actually, his son, Sringi, actually, he came. And he saw the act of the Parikshit Maharaj. And he never realized who this person is. So first thing actually we learn from this, when you are exhausted, when you are tired, don't take any action. When you go and preach, make sure you are fresh, your mind is very peaceful, and that condition, if you go and preach, it will be very effective, because then you can think properly. When you're exhausted, and it's very true, when you're exhausted, when you're tired, extremely tired, your brain won't work, your mind won't work. You get agitated by so many things. For minor things, you get agitated. You want to do things actually what you don't supposed to do. But if it's Maharaj, he lost his temper. And he just put the dead snake on his neck. His son actually, when he saw, and he gave him the curse, that within 7 days, the snake will come and bite you and he will be killed. Now, if you see that how powerful Parikshit Maharaj is, he could help counteract this very easily. But he said, no. I don't want to do this. Now he came into his senses. he realized that, yes, he did make a mistake. And he wanted to apologize. It was too late. So he sat down. He accepted that, yes, this is my mistake. I accept. It was actually a mistake of the boy as well, that without realizing, he just gave the curse to Maharaj Parikshit, the great personality. But sometimes actually that curse become actually big boon, like Asirwad. So Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, now I got 7 days. I'm a king, or I was a king so far. I had so much responsibility to take care of my kingdom, to take care of the public, to take care of the praja. And I was so busy doing that, I didn't have enough time on my spirituality. I don't think so I have spent enough time. The great personality like Parikshit Maharaj is saying that. And we can see Srila Prabhupada said the same thing. I'm trying to become a devotee. The person who at the age of 70 came across the ocean, went to the foreign country, started in America, the whole movement giving the love of God to everyone. That personality saying that I'm trying to become a devotee. What a humble person. He never said to anyone that I'm a great person, I'm here to give you this and I can do this and I can do that. He took always the humble person. He appreciated Maharaj. When he realized his mistake, he took very humble position. He said, yes, it was my mistake. And my great fortune that actually at least I have 7 days. We don't know whether I have 1 second left in my life or not. Anytime we die. But here Parikshit Maharaj is actually accepting that how fortunate I am that actually I have 7 days. So I can utilize the 7 days. If doctor come and tell me, Radhavendra, you've got 7 days. First thing, I check my bank account, how much money I have. And then start booking the ticket, go to this place, go to that place, and actually enjoy. Because you have got 7 days. Just eat anything and everything. You're going to die. But Parikshit Maharaj, he said, I got 7 days. I want to utilize each and every second to hear about Lord Krishna. I want to hear about actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to know Him more. I want to associate with Him. I want actually the mercy of Lord. So I can complete my life with Krishna conscious. And that's exactly what he did. He sat down. Sukadeva Goswami actually, when he heard, he just came running there. Now, this is again, very saintly person. And he came to meet actually Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, when he saw him, then he said, I'm so fortunate that by your mercy, this place you're making like the pilgrimage. And by mercy, I can hear Bhagavatam from your lotus mouth. It's my great fortune that actually the rishi like you come to see me at this stage where I got only 7 days. And I want to hear Bhagavatam from your lotus mouth. Please. Be merciful and give me this nectar so I can complete my life. rendering some service to the God. Sukadeva Goswami accepted his plea and he said, okay, I will. Now you can see that they don't normally, the very first line, that the saintly devotees like Sukadeva Goswami generally do not approach worldly enjoyers. And here, the Sukadeva Goswami, the same saintly person, he accepted from the king request. So, one has to be actually qualified. Anyone and everyone won't get the mercy from Krishna. One has to be very humble. One has to have total faith on Krishna. That Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Full stop. There is no argument. There is no doubt. There is no question. The person who accepts, he is a saintly person. Saintly person who knows everything about Krishna. And he can actually guide everyone. He will talk about only the person who only talk about Krishna, nothing else. That is saintly person. The saintly person means make sure that actually he himself follow the rules and regulations and make others understand how to follow teaching according to Veda. That is saintly person. The saintly person means he totally depend on surrender, 100% he surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Marobi rakobi choicha tumare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Marobi rakobi choicha tumare. Whatever you want to do, Krishna, I'm yours. If you want to kill me, you can kill me. If you want to slay me, you can slay me. If you want to protect, you can protect. Marobi rakobi choicha tumare. When Srila Prabhupada was actually traveling in the cargo ship, first time at age of 72, America for the preaching, he had a heart attack. And he was talking to God, Marobi rakobi choicha tumare. Whatever you want to do, Krishna, this is your body. I'm yours. But I am going to the foreign country, I'm going to the America to preach the message of my Guru Maharaj. This is order, this is instruction, this is the order for my Guru Maharaj, and I am going. Marobi rakobi choicha tumare. And this is a saintly person who is 100% surrender. And this saintly person, when he agreed to come and meet Parikshit Maharaj, that means Parikshit Maharaj won't be just ordinary king. Yes, he was a king, but at the same time he was a great devotee. So he accepted and started talking about Bhagavatam. Now we can see the very similarity, saintly person when you talk about, we don't have to go, there are so many saintly persons there. Like Arjun was actually very fortunate to have mercy from Krishna. Pandavas, all the Pandavas, they had so much mercy. Kunti Devi, when Krishna, when everything finished, Krishna was going to go to Dwarka. He became actually Raj Mother. And they had everything, the kingdom. Her son became actually the king. Whatever they need, everything is there. And Kunti Mata was actually lamenting that Krishna, I'm not happy now. When there was a calamity, there was a problem, I could actually just think about you, I remember. And any time I thought about you, you were there. Your mercy was there to help. Your mercy was there to help us. And we could see you all the time because we had so much problem after problem. And I was looking for the problem all the time because every time I had a problem, your presence was there. The mercy was there. But now that actually we got everything, we have everything, the problem won't be there. And if the problem is not there, then I won't actually remember you. I will forget. I won't call you because I don't need you. So please, give me this calamity, give me the problem again and again. What a wonderful devotee. And what we ask is, please, Krishna, can you remove this problem and that problem and this? And you can give it to any other people, but not to me. We are both so selfish. And someone gets something more than us, we get jealous. We have so much jealousy, and especially human form of life, they are very jealous. There were two neighbors. You must have heard these stories. Two neighbors. The neighbor A and neighbor B. Whatever neighbor B was getting, neighbor A was actually complaining. Why he's getting this? Why he's getting that? Why I can't get it? I'm supposed to get it more than him. So he prayed to God, that, can you please do me a favor? God said, what do you want? He said, whatever my neighbor get, I want double. God Krishna said, okay, Tathastu, I'll give you double. Whatever he get, you get double. Neighbor got one car, he got two cars. Neighbor got one house, he got two houses. Whatever he neighbor get, he get double. He was very happy. He said, God, I'm very happy now. That actually, whatever actually he's getting, I'm getting double. Doesn't matter, you can give how much you want to give him, because I'm getting double. I'm very happy. He was enjoying. The neighbor was thinking that actually, you know, what's going on here? Now, whatever I get, he's getting double. Whatever actually I do, he do double. Let me do something. He take his one eye. Neighbor get double. He took both eye off. So, people don't, sometimes actually they don't think what they're asking. Because they don't have this understanding. They are not surrender soul. They are not actually Krishna conscious. They don't know anything about Krishna. They don't want to know about Krishna. They don't want to read about Krishna. They don't want to chant. Prabhupada was saying, please chant. And they said, we can't. They said, okay, they can say we can't, but they can't chant. And very simple. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Very simple mantra. But even they couldn't do it because they have attachment to mundane things. They have attachment to enjoy the sense gratification. And when you have actually attachment to sense gratification, you won't have no time, you won't have no room for spirituality at all. The sense gratification and the spirituality, they doesn't go together. So, this is the difference between the mundane people and the spiritual person. When the spiritual people get something, they say, by your mercy, by your mercy, Guru Maharaj, by your mercy, Krishna, I can able to do these things. Parikshit Maharaj, what a great personality. And he's saying, by mercy, your mercy, this place is become a pilgrimage. Your mercy, I can hear the Bhagavatam. By your mercy, I can hear the pastime of Krishna. By your mercy, I can understand Krishna. By your mercy, I can make my life successful. By your mercy. He never considered that I'm actually the descender of actually the great personality, the great satriya, the great actually devotee. I am capable of doing anything and everything. If with, because of me, I'm a successful. Because of actually my endeavor, he never thought about. He said, by your mercy. He's totally surrendered to Sukhdev Goswami. He said, by your mercy, by mercy of Krishna, I'm getting there. But the mundane person actually will do, and if there is something goes wrong, the saintly person will accept, this is my fault. Due to the lack of knowledge, due to actually my ignorance, this is what happened. They won't actually blame Krishna for that. But the mundane people do other way around. If they do anything good, they say, because of actually my endeavor, because I do this, because I work Monday to Friday, I work from 8 to 5, because of actually me, because actually my smartness, because actually my business, I am doing so well. I'm earning. I have a nice house. I have a nice wife. I have this. I have, because actually it's me. That is, they put themselves in the center. And when something goes wrong, straight away, Krishna, why? Why me? Why not others? What did I do wrong that you punishing me like this? Why didn't you punish my neighbor? This is what the mundane person. Anything goes wrong, that is Krishna. Anything do better, that is me. And exactly opposite, the Krishna conscious person. Anything goes good, Krishna, your mercy. Isn't it actually that mercy is so powerful? And to get mercy from Krishna, get mercy from Krishna, a guru, you have to surrender. You have to surrender. Marobi rakobi jo ichha tuma. You have to surrender such a way that you are totally dependent on them and follow the rules and regulation. Follow the instruction of the guru. And once you do that, actually you surrender to your guru. You follow his instruction. Then the mercy automatically will come. You don't have to wait for the mercy. And when you do such a thing, why do you have to wait for the mercy? Just leave it to Krishna. That is actually what he is teaching. In Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna is saying to Arjuna, you go and do your prescribed duty. Arjun wanted to actually give up the fighting. He said, Krishna, when he saw Bhishma Pita, he said, I think Krishna is enough. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight with my grandfather. I don't want to. His grandfather actually is not just ordinary person. Actually, I grew up on his lap. He was feeding me. He was teaching me. Then he's talking about actually Dronacharya, that's my guru. My cool guru. Another thing, cool guru. Whether he's a Parikshit Maharaj, whether he's a great king or Pratap Rudra, they all have a cool guru. They had a cool guru. And anything they do, they take advice from the cool guru, the family teacher. Whatever he advised, they act according to their advice. And that's why they never go wrong. Because the cool guru means actually they are saintly person. Again, who is a saintly person? Who is surrendered to Krishna. Who is very humble. Who has got a total knowledge about Krishna. And if they have knowledge, then actually they can give that knowledge to others. And here the cool guru giving that knowledge to the king. Do this. Don't do this. Do this way. Don't go there. They give the advice. And the king used to take the advice and totally surrender to whatever they say. Not like today's actually the minister. Whatever they think, they just go ahead and do it. Sometimes actually they don't really want what they're saying. They make so mistake. In one assembly they something different and the other assembly they totally counteract actually that whatever they said. Because they don't realize that I said something like that over there. Because they don't have the understanding. Because actually they are not surrendered. They are not actually totally dependent on Krishna. They're depending on their own senses. And when you're depending on your own senses, that your mind want to just enjoy and enjoy and enjoy. Mind doesn't have a time to think about Krishna. The only it will come if you are surrendered. And if you are actually, if you have total faith on Krishna, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are actually self-realized soul. Sukadeva Goswami, self-realized soul. Parikshit Maharaj also. And he accepted, he had so much knowledge, but still he wanted to know more and more. They are greedy. The saintly person is always greedy to know more about Krishna. They have nothing else. Haridas Thakur was chanting and chanting and chanting. Nothing else. The whole day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just nothing but just chanting and chanting and chanting. Whether actually they get opportunity to enjoy, they just totally avoid. When actually time like this, they want to finish their round, they want to meditate on Krishna. They even forget to eat. Parikshit Maharaj, when he started listening this Bhagavatam for 7 days he didn't even eat, didn't drink. He was not even thirsty, he was not even hungry. He was hungry, he was thirsty for only one thing, for Krishna. He just wanted to meditate. He knew that actually I got only 7 days, and that 7 days I want to actually totally, utterly spend that time, each and every second, for Krishna consciousness, to develop the mind, the whole things with Krishna. Krishna, he wanted to drink the love of God. He wanted to eat that love of God. And he was so satisfied that he never felt even thirsty, he never felt even hungry. The only thing, he was hungry for the name of God. And when he heard for 7 days, the snake came, bit him, and he left him. Now, the Kali was waiting for this. Kali wanted to enter, but when there is a great personality like Parikshit Maharaj, Kali did not have no chance to enter in the kingdom. He was trying his best. Kali was doing this, doing that. But when Kali saw that Parikshit Maharaj's end is there, Kali was very happy. The big smile came to Kali. He said, now nobody can stop me. Nobody can reject me. Nobody has no choice but to accept me. And the Kali entered in the kingdom, took over everything. They say the Kali's influence is so powerful. We discussed the other day the age from 100,000 to 10,000 to 1,000 become only 100 in Kali Yuga. And the Kali Yuga is progressing so fast, the age of human being, instead of 100 years, it will come to only 20 years. People will die within 20 years. But fortunately, we are very fortunate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said that this Harinam Sankirtan will go on. It will be spread everywhere, each and every town and village. And we can see that is happening. We are spreading. Srila Prabhupada came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very mercifully, again the mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Srila Prabhupada was surrendered soul, 100% surrendered soul. Maro bi, rako bi, chaitanya tumara. He is 100% surrendered soul. guided him to go to the Western country. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed those individuals in the different country, like His Holiness Jayaprakasa Maharaj, Mukunda Maharaj, Shyamasundar, all these devotees, Jamuna Mataji, all these devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed them in a different place. When Srila Prabhupada went to that country, the all individual souls, they came forward to help Srila Prabhupada. And with their help, Srila Prabhupada started the movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And they have so much faith on Srila Prabhupada. They would do anything, everything for Srila Prabhupada. They are surrendered souls. 100%. Even Srila Prabhupada had told them that you go on top of the Eiffel Tower and jump. Without question, they were ready to jump. We know that Srila Prabhupada never would do this, but they were ready, that surrendered soul. They were in a totally comfortable zone. They are so comfort in that zone. They did not have to go out. Like Srila Prabhupada was in a comfort, totally comfort zone. He was in a Vrindavan, in a Radha Damodar temple. He had anything and everything. At that age, he didn't have to go. He didn't have to go to the Western country. But because actually, the instruction from his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada took all the trouble, go to the Western country where he didn't know nothing. He didn't know nothing about the country. He didn't know nothing about the public, the praja. But still he went. Why? Because he wanted to take his instruction from his guru. And because actually he took that instruction very seriously, the mercy, again the mercy comes. Mercy of his guru was there. Mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Mercy of Lord Sri Krishna was there. You go, I will arrange everything for you. I have already done everything. You just go to the Western country and come back again with the devotee. And that's what he did. He went, he started, and he gave the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness. How fortunate we are, I would say myself, how fortunate I am. That somehow or other, I'm connected with actually the International Society for Krishna Consciousness of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, when I got initiated, my spiritual master, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, unfortunately, he left his Vaku last year. On 24th of July, we are celebrating Tirubhav, first Tirubhav Tithi of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So before my initiation, he called me with my wife Champakata, and he told me, give me one promise. And I was wondering that if Sannyasi, what promise he want? That he going to say that actually every month he had to give me this much money, then I give the initiation. I was bewildered that what he's going to ask me for the promise. What promise Sannyasi is going to ask me? And he asked me, give me one promise. And if you give me this promise, only then I can give you the initiation. So I said, look, now there is a deal coming. Sannyasi want to give me the initiation, but there is a deal, and if I don't accept the deal, I don't get initiated. And actually, for a few seconds, my mind was actually, then I was thinking, am I at the right place? Really, do you want to take initiation from this person? He's going to make the deal now. And he made a deal. He said, promise me that never ever you leave ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. of Srila Prabhupada. Never ever leave Srila Prabhupada is gone. Then actually he said, even though if I start my own movement, don't follow me. Follow Srila Prabhupada movement. Is gone. And when I heard this, I thought myself, I think I have not made a mistake to accept this person as my spiritual master. He is totally surrendered to his spiritual master. Marhobi, Rakobi, Joey Chaguma. He's totally surrendered. He is a Prabhupada man. He's saying that even if I start my own movement, I knew he won't do that. But he said, even if I start my own, you follow Srila Prabhupada movement. This is called a saintly person. They don't think about themselves. They don't think that I'm great. And he said, only Srila Prabhupada can take you back to Godhead. He can take you to Krishna. I won't be able to. I can only take you to Srila Prabhupada. What a connection. It's like you take one train, you go to one junction, and you take another train, and you will go to actually your destination. I said, this is perfect. I take initiation from you, you take me to Srila Prabhupada, and you say Srila Prabhupada will take me to Krishna. That means I'm there. Only thing, never ever leave ISKCON. Stay with ISKCON. Stay with Srila Prabhupada. This is called a mercy of the Guru. This is called a mercy of Srila Prabhupada. This is called a mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is called the mercy of the Krishna. And this mercy, if you carry on serving, I know my spiritual master physically is not there, but he left actually a wonderful legacy. He left actually such a nice instruction. I'm asking Srila Prabhupada, I'm asking Krishna, I'm asking actually praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give me the strength, please give me the intelligence so I can follow the instruction of my spiritual master. And if I do this, I will definitely have little glimpse of you, Krishna. I will come to know you, at least little bit have idea that who Krishna is. And once I have that understanding that what Krishna is, who is Krishna, I will try to come to you. So, the fortunate king, Parikshit, said, O Brahman, by your mercy only you have sanctified us, making us like unto the place of pilgrimage. All by your presence here as my guest, by your mercy, we who are but unworthy royalty become eligible to serve the devotee. By the mercy of the Guru and Gauranga, we have chance to serve the devotee. And if you serve the devotee, the mercy from the devotee definitely will be showering on us. The mercy of the Guru will be showering on us. The mercy of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be showering on us. The mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna's mercy, will be showering on us. Hare Krishna. Is there any comment? The time is exactly, I think, 8:32. If there is any comment, any tippany, they said actually, if any mistake, if anybody want to actually say something, please. If there is any question, I will try my best with my ability to tackle. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Radha Vinod Prabhu, thank you so much for that wonderful class. I just wanted to say something in the end to reiterate that I remember also when I met His Holiness Bhakti Chuu Swami, and he also said the same thing to me, never to leave ISKCON. After all, Prabhupada has created a home for the whole world to live. And in this home, we can actually meet many saintly people and develop those saintly qualities in our own life. So just to kind of reiterate also some points that you made. So in the beginning, you were speaking about King Prujra, who was eager to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and render service, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused. And how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned that saintly personalities, they don't approach worldly people, so the importance of association. But then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the humility and the devotion of this king while he was cleaning and sweeping, he decided to provide him with darshan. And then you were mentioning a little bit about the pastimes of Shomamukha Rishi and Maharaj Parikshit, and how Maharaj Parikshit was cursed, but he saw that curse as an opportunity, a blessing to hear from Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. And he wanted to spend every moment. So I had a question in regarding to this, if that's okay.
Okay.
One of the question is that, for many people, they may be living outside of the Brahmacharya ashram and they may have responsibilities and duties and different things. How can we cultivate, how can we remember Krishna in all of our responsibilities and duties and in everything we do, whether we're going to work or, having to look after kids or whatever it is that we have responsibilities and duties to, how can we always try and aspire to think of Krishna and serve Krishna in all of our duties?
This is a very common question for most of the Grahastha, because actually they live the life outside and they have to meet so many people. Some people are totally atheists, some people are actually totally against, some people actually they laugh at us, some people actually they are favorable to us and they want to know. So my Guru Maharaj had this question, I was just listening a couple of days back. That actually we are working outside in the field where we have to associate with all these people. And my Guru Maharaj gave the wonderful answer, and this is actually I heard from the different saintly person as well, that yes, we work outside, but we have to actually, first thing, you don't take the association of them. You give your association. That is the first thing. That never take their association. You give your association. The second thing, you try your best to preach. If the person actually is totally against and actually blaspheming us, the blaspheming devotee, blaspheming Krishna, blaspheming Shastra, then stay away. Don't say anything. Then he said the third thing, you take chance, because you don't know what the person is like, and you try to preach them. And the best weapon is actually very secret weapon, which Srila Prabhupada actually was very successful. Of course, he knew what he was doing. Give them prasadam. You don't have to tell them this is prasadam. And that's the ISKCON bullet, those gulab jambu. Srila Prabhupada was feeding them. He never said this is prasadam, this is the food, just eat. And by eating that, actually, their mentality was changing. So the most powerful weapon we have is prasadam. Give them prasadam. Then, actually, if they are little favorable, then tell them, how can you put Krishna into center, not yourself into center? And if you put Krishna into center and walk around him, rather than walk around us, put Krishna into center. How can you put Krishna into center? That family together, they pray together, they say they pray together, they stay together. They pray together. If they can't do it in the morning, everybody is at home in the evening, whatever they cook, they offer it to Krishna, they do the aarti together. And if you do this, that means you are trying putting Krishna into the family. Then they come to know, you can read Bhagavad Gita at least every day, one slope or something, just 5 minutes. And if you do that with the family, so there is a gradual process, and if you follow that process slowly, 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 literally, you will be successful to preach and give them Krishna consciousness. Same time, you will find some people, they are totally, totally, utterly against atheists. He ignored them. In the actually, when we read this 10 offenses in the morning, we think that actually one of the offenses to preach to those people, actually they don't believe in Krishna. Leave them alone. Let them suffer one lifetime, not this lifetime, but one lifetime. They have to come back. They have no choice but to come back. It will take few lifetimes. But as a devotee, if you give the mercy to the general public, slowly, slowly preach them and bring them to Krishna consciousness. I hope that answered the question.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Another point that you were mentioning about was how Parikshit Maharaj, when he was tired, and you know, he wasn't acting like his saintly self when he was exhausted and tired. And so you mentioned the point of how we shouldn't make any decisions and choices when we are tired and fatigued. Actually, another question is that sometimes our mind works against us. So when we're actually making decisions and choices, other than refreshing ourselves and pausing, is there any other suggestion or any other things that we can do to fit, you know, before we make any decision and choices so that we make a Krishna conscious decision?
First thing, actually, when you see that actually I'm tired, try don't get involved in any making any decision or any in the meeting. You said, actually, I'm tired. Refrain yourself from the situation. Settle down, calm down yourself. Have a glass of water, sit down, meditate on Krishna. And then when you think that my mind is settling now, then think on that question. Many times actually you have to just go away from the question. Sometimes the question comes and you can say, can I have some time, please? I don't want to actually just jump in the conclusion. Let me think twice. Let me actually go over it on my calm mind. When actually my mind is actually settled, my mind is actually very peaceful, I will think on that and I'll come back to you. They say, never just jump on anything. So, you know, the mode of goodness is very important. If you are more of passion, then actually you just want to, Prabhu, do this, and Prabhu, do this. Take it easy. Restrain yourself. Check your mind in what state your mind is. If you think you are tired, if you think you are exhausted, to make any decision, Prabhu, can I come back to you? Can I just have actually little time? I'm actually really very tired. I'm actually exhausted. My mind, I don't think so, it's functioning. Then actually, you take some time, you come back, you settle yourself, and then you tackle. Hare Krishna.
And this is one final question from Priyojana Prabhu, actually, from the temple room. He asked, basically, in regarding to the program that you're doing for your Guru Maharaj in Avanti School, will devotees in the ashram be able to attend? He would like to know how he can attend the class, as many devotees cannot go out.
Very nice. Actually, I was talking to Mohan Prabhu, I was talking to Dayal Bhadra Prabhu as well. I told actually Srinivas Prabhu that Sutta Prabhu, actually anybody's like to come. If you give me the list that this many devotees like to come there, we can arrange some sort of actually transport. I will see if I can do that. Yes, you are most welcome to attend that program. But then I heard from Dayal Bhadra Prabhu that actually if you attend, then you have to be quarantined again for, I think, 10 days. So what is the situation? I don't know in the temple policy. I know from the 19th, they're lifting all the lockdown. Means actually you can and meet anywhere and everywhere. The numbers are not restricted. They're requesting people to wear masks and keep the social distance. The government is saying that now, so far actually we were trying to look after you, now you yourself look after yourself. So that's the situation. If anybody want to come, please list down the names that this many devotees want to come, and from the temple authority find out whether what is the situation about the quarantine, because they don't want to come back and actually for 5 days or 7 days or 10 days quarantine. You have a duty to perform and then it's in temple of it, you won't be able to carry out all the duty if so many want to go. So please check it out, which will be the temple authority. What are the rules and regulations after 19? And if they allow, please give us the name. Give me the name personally, and we can see what we can arrange, how we can arrange to bring you to the. That is in the Avanti School at Stanmore. School. The program starts from 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock there will be a big feast at the school. So please, you are most welcome to join us. I'll be personally myself as a disciple of my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. I'll be very happy to see as many devotees as possible. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Other than that, there's no other question. Thank you so much, Radha Vinod Prabhu, for your wonderful class.